Good evening, Southern Garrett. Justin Smith with the National Judges Assistant. Pleased as always to be adjudicating you in the area of ensemble analysis visual. Looking forward to a great run today. Had the pleasure of seeing you last week on IA, now on EA, and looking forward to seeing the growth in the week. So let's have a great run and have some fun. Here we go. Directionality of our soloist, and as we work through the evolution through the body, routing and path creates depth to the overall composition, to the gestural efforts. Yeah, just making sure that we work on upper body clarity here from the beginning as we begin formal marching as it relates to the front sideline. Now, the use of routing path to connect works well for you. Punctuation through the lower body, strong for you. Well done. Density of the band proper to the velocity of the auxiliary works well in its pairing. Well done. Good for you. Variety explored through the openness of the form presents strong sense of clarity within overall intent. Strong integration of the auxiliary as it relates to the negative space presented through that band form. Logical staging for the lead voice of the trumpet as we work through. Multi-directional flows, some clarity issues within the drum line as we work from set to set. Yeah, I just need a little bit greater sense of clarity through the winds. Also, certainly appreciate the variety within the angularity of the upper body, but it diminishes some of the readability from individual to individual. Variety explored here, change in tempo. Yeah, really works well for you within the texturing to the lower body. The way that we work the lunge side to side, certainly a strong understanding there within the students. Well done. Yeah, reshaping, sculpting through the lower body works well for you. Yeah, but again, and this has happened a couple times, the drum line arrives at a form, and then we continue to reshape, reform the wind forms. Just a disconnect between the winds to the percussion line. Strong sense of integration from the auxiliary here within the wind form. Take a look. Yeah, strong for you there within the winds as we work from phrase to phrase. Yeah, and the way that we connect through with the auxiliary works well for you. Initiation of phrase. Make sure we have a little bit stronger control of sense of timing.
All right, good. We have definitely shaping phrase there.
variety explored here as we work from routing path and differences in arrival. Not sure that we all make that form a hit there, so just make sure that we have a completion of visual ideas there within that form as it works over in the rate stage. These strong punctuated marks within the Batman form. So take a look at how either through the auxiliary member or from the wind form, the static at that point, can we pick up those accents and make sure that they're apparent to the ensemble. Really strong vocabulary there in the auxiliary. Helps to enhance the composition there within the angularity of the poles to the volume of the fabric. Really works as the visual phrase continues to build through the horizontal structure. Well done. The ripples that pulls in from the sides, the articulation through the middle works well for you. Explored here within change of tempo, change within form distribution as we work through. Again, make sure that we don't have individuals getting there early and forming that form and then others come around them. Make a better unified approach to arriving from form to form in terms of clarity of evolution of form over time. Better example here of controlling the upper body, sense of clarity, uniformity, and approach from the winds presents more of an ensemble effort. Strong sense of unity within the arrival point, horizontal to vertical structure. All right, Southern Garrett, certainly appreciate your effort here today. Congratulations on a fine performance. Take a look at some of the vocabulary variety that we've provided throughout the show. And make sure that everyone's understanding and what we've asked them to do. For instance, taking a look at upper body clarity when we go to the 45-degree angle. Making sure, take a look also at the arrival points of the percussion to the winds and when they arrive in forms. Not that they always have to arrive there at the same time, but it just seems like a pattern that percussion arrives in a form, holds, and then the winds continue to transition. But the percussion is already set before that happens. So there's a little bit of disconnect in terms of the unity as they move from visual phrase to visual phrase. Best of luck to you. I hope my commentary is helpful, and best wishes to your program in the future.